It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had many conversations with our broadcast partners on issues in our world today. May I suggest that if you missed any of these interviews, please go to our website, prophecytoday.com, go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and listen to or listen again to some of these interviews. They had some very important information. And by the way, let me suggest you call a friend. Tell them about these interviews. It's at prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. Today, we discussed with our broadcast partners, for example, Bob McGinnis, we talked about Russia taking a stand with Bashar Assad in Syria and not falling for the invitation by the Saudi Arabians to be involved in a very important and big-moneyed arms deal to get them away from supporting Bashar Assad. Bob also talked about Turkey and the leaders there wanting to reinstate Mohamed Morsi as president of Egypt. I believe they have a motivation because they see the possibility of a military coup in Turkey as well. With David Dolan, we got our Middle East news update. We talked about an Israeli member of the cabinet in the Israeli government that made the statement that the Israeli Defense Force could destroy Iran's nuclear program of the development of a weapon of mass destruction, and they could do that within hours. Yoel Karen, who is our broadcast partner who focuses on the Temple Mount preparations to build the next temple, reported on the group of Jews that demonstrated at the entrance to the Temple Mount itself. The Israeli government has shut down the Temple Mount to all non-Muslims, and there are activists, Jewish activists, that focus on the Temple Mount and going up there, learning all there is to know about the Temple Mount in preparations to build the next temple. They're not going to stand still. They are going to continue their demonstrations until, ultimately, the Israeli government backs down from trying to shut down the Temple Mount to all non-Muslims. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us a European Union update. We talked about how Europe is ready to renew contacts with Iran because they believe the new president is somewhat of a moderate. They don't know actually all the details about Hassan Rouhani, the new president of Iran. And we had a period of prophecy Q&A. I've been here at Word of Life all week, this week, teaching Bible prophecy. We had a Q&A earlier in the week. We recorded it. You'll be able to hear the many questions asked by people, guests here at the Bible conference from all across the countryside. A great time of edification, prophecy Q&A. Now, you can listen or re-listen to any of these, or you can tell a friend to go listen to all of my interviews plus Prophecy Q&A. If you only go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. I did have another conversation with Dr. Stan Toussaint. If you did not hear that conversation, it is a must listen. You need to listen maybe even a second time to get everything that we talked about as we discussed the kingdom, the coming kingdom, the kingdom that the Lord Jesus Christ will receive from his Father. You know, there's lots of talk about the kingdom today, many people talking about the kingdom, and they have no idea what they're discussing. There are many songs about the kingdom. Most people do not understand about the kingdom. There is more in Bible prophecy about the kingdom than any other subject. It's a very important issue that needs to be dealt with today, and I would suggest several things that you might want to consider. Let me give you some biblical facts and put this into your computer and come to a conclusion about the kingdom. First of all, the kingdom is not now in operation. The Lord Jesus Christ has not received from God the Father the kingdom. Jesus is not seated on his throne. Hebrews chapters 1, 8, 10, and 12 says that Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father. When you go to that window into the third heaven, Revelation chapters 4 and 5, you see that God the Father is on the throne, not Jesus Christ. Do you remember those 40 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ? He went to the Galilee with about 500 people, and he was teaching them about the kingdom to come. When they returned to Jerusalem, they asked him, Jesus, are you ready to set up your kingdom now? He said, no, I'm not. They said, when are you going to do that? He said, I don't know. Only my Father knows when I will be able to set up that kingdom. The truth be known, God the Father will give Jesus Christ the kingdom. That's found over in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, where it says, the Ancient of Days will give to the Son of Man, Ancient of Days, God the Father, Son of Man, Jesus Christ, his kingdom, his dominion, and it will be forever. But there's an interesting little caveat in there. The Ancient of Days gives that kingdom to the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, when he sees Jesus coming in the clouds. In fact, that's exactly what Jesus said. That would be a sign, Matthew 24:30, when you see me coming in the clouds, I will indeed set up my kingdom. I would suggest nobody has been able to see Jesus coming in the clouds as of yet. The kingdom is a 1,000-year period of time. It happens after the second coming and takes us up to the time of the great white throne judgment. It will be a theocracy. Jesus Christ will rule and reign in this kingdom. In fact, it will be headquartered in the city of Jerusalem from a temple on the Temple Mount. The book of Zechariah, Jesus speaking himself, Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 16 says, I will return to Jerusalem, I will build my temple. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12, it says that Jesus the Messiah will build his temple. And then in verse 13, it says he will rule and reign from that particular location throughout eternity future. Well, this is all to happen in the future, not today. No kingdom in operation today. We need to live in anticipation of it coming in the future. What's going to happen next is the rapture of the church. There's no prophecy that has to be fulfilled before the rapture of the church. Then there is a 7-year tribulation period. That's described in 16 chapters in the book of Revelation, chapters 4 through 19. And at the second coming, Jesus Christ comes back to the earth in the clouds, and then he receives that kingdom from God the Father. Daniel chapter 7, again, verses 13 and 14. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news and the conversations that we've had here on Prophecy Today weekend. By the way, there's nothing left for me to say in light of what we have been talking about on this broadcast today. The evidence is that the rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, let me just simply say this. Let's keep looking up until.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported production of Shofar Communications in Chattanooga, Tennessee.